If you are a teacher, parent, administrator, student, and/or anyone who loves reconnecting children with nature, and you want to figure out how to cultivate learning gardens and nature-based curriculum, then this is the podcast, the Outdoor Classrooms Podcast. My name is Victoria Hackett. I am the founder of OutdoorClassrooms.com and the Secret Gardens Nature Classes. I love witnessing the magic that happens when children are playfully learning outdoors. Observing the return of wonder and curiosity when children are interacting with nature is pure magic. This is the podcast that is going to help you capture children's interest and give you not only inspiration, but some real life strategies that are going to help you figure out how to use the outdoor space, your outdoor space, as a teaching tool, so you can enlighten the playful learning experience for young children. Welcome to our Outdoor Classrooms community. Welcome back to the Outdoor Classrooms podcast. I'm your host, Victoria Hackett, and today we're celebrating the transformation, reflection, and the power of learning in nature. In this episode, I'm joined by someone who knows this journey inside and out, Ann Ranger, a graduate of the Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program. Ann is here to share her story, the challenges, the breakthroughs, and the moments of wonder that shaped her experience. You'll hear how she reimagined her teaching practice, discovered new confidence outdoors after teaching for 30 plus years, and found joy in letting nature lead the way. If you've wondered what it's really like to go through the certificate experience, if you're curious about how this journey can change the way you see teaching and learning, this conversation is for you. So grab your favorite cup of tea, settle in, and join us as Ann reflects on her path and reminds us that when we step into nature with open hearts, we often find a new version of ourselves waiting there. Without further ado, Ann Ranger. Hello, everybody. We have Ann Ranger here. She is a graduate of the Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program, and we are here to kind of hear her reflections and her experience. So hello, Ann.
How are you doing?
I'm great. What an honor. Thank you for your time.
Absolutely.
I guess the first question I want to ask is, what inspired you to join this Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program?
Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of easy because I had done a lot of workshops and classes with you. And when it was all bundled into an actual certificate, I just sort of jumped in. It seemed logical for all the work that we'd done together and all the great discussions that we'd had to, you know, kind of parlay it all into something tangible like a certificate that you could take anywhere.
Absolutely. Absolutely great. So one of the first courses that we jumped into was the Outdoor Teaching Bootcamp. I would love to hear any aha moments that you had. So in that course, we really spelled out the five phases of teaching outdoors and went through that sort of very systematically. Can you tell us maybe some aha moments or what that experience was like with you in our incredible cohort that we had?
Sure. So I actually did the boot camp twice. I did it several years ago when I was just beginning to take my teaching practice outdoors. And at that time, I took a lot of notes, wrote down everything that everybody said, and was faithful to putting together my binder, and really appreciated having that as a tool because I took it to a couple of different places and started, you know, setting up programs and outdoor classrooms and trying to get others on board with taking lessons outdoors. So it was really useful for me the first time. And then the second time when I took it, it had been revamped. You like to add to things and, you know, revise them and beef them up every time, which is great. So there was new information, and it was really great to be able to go back to all of the different phases of teaching outdoors and think about what I'd done to date. It actually helped me organize my capstone project a bit because I was able to kind of take a trip down memory lane and remember when I was just starting out in different locations, how useful.
Yeah, because you were at a very traditional preschool that had an outside program and trying to get everybody to join in there. And then you went to a bunch of different other places.
Yeah,
a couple of everything them. That you learned along the way. And it was really interesting for me to sort of watch your process because you've been you've been teaching for years.
Yes.
And this new, it feels like to me, you can tell me that I'm wrong, but it felt like the teaching outdoors reinvigorated your teaching practice that made you want to continue.
It definitely did. In fact, it's what got me back into teaching because I had left teaching and I was in childcare administration at the time. So I was a program director for a large group daycare center that did have a lot of outdoor space, but didn't really use it for anything other than just free play, recess. And that's very important, as we know. But when we really started to build out and create outdoor classrooms here and there on the property, that's when I got inspired because I saw how much fun it was to be able to do that. I always loved to rearrange indoor spaces. So whenever anyone was moving their classroom furniture around, I was right there helping.
The same thing. That's so funny that you said that.
Yeah. In fact, my current classroom that I'm in right now, I just sort of rearranged it a little bit and it works better for the group that I have.
Yeah.
It's November. So I've had my kindergarten students for about 8 weeks now. So, the honeymoon period's over and we know what we need. And so we rearranged the furniture yet again. But to be able to do that outdoors, in the beginning at that first center, we didn't have a budget. Not really. And so we got pallets and we got wire spools and tires and anything else that we could really find kind of free by the side of the road or donations, things that people had lying around. And we just started cobbling together a mud kitchen and we built a couple of tables and brought our art projects outdoors. Just created different areas, basically for no money. We also did a lot of hauling old furniture out of the school because things were getting replaced, an unrelated grant. So brand new classroom furniture was being added. And so we hauled a lot of stuff outside that, held up pretty good for about a year before it started falling apart. But it was a start.
Yeah. And so that's a lot of what you're talking about is the infrastructure that we talk about in the boot camp. So creating that incredible infrastructure. So the next class that it's a series, it's a bundle, was the exploring nature in fall, spring, summer, and winter. Can you tell us did you have a favorite?
My favorite times of year are actually fall and winter. I'm one of those weird people who love the winter, the snow and the ice, the cold and all the fun. So, having taught for a while, I sort of had a long list of projects that I would do year after year with preschoolers and kindergartners and a pretty good collection of fall books because they're beautiful. And I have so many books about trees and colors, fall colors and all that. I really enjoyed the fall class and being able to share that with other people, as well as growing my list of books because everybody had favorites to chime in with. And some of them I hadn't done before. So I got fresh ideas, projects too, things to do with leaves, apples, and pumpkins in the fall.
That's right. It's just this beautiful community. I mean, that's how I felt all the way through. I actually miss this incredible cohort that you're in because we would meet every Thursday. And we would meet live, our live sessions throughout. Each class has a weekly live session. How did you feel about those live sessions and actually connecting with other educators from all over the world?
Well, yeah, great. I mean, wonderful. When I tell people about our community, I kind of rave about it. Like I've met people from all over the United States. I'm in Canada. We've even had a few European people chime in.
Yeah.
There was someone from the UK at one point, and it was just so interesting, because in other countries, outdoor education, well, they're way ahead of us, especially if you look at, Scandinavia and even the UK forest schools and even Canada. And so there were people in there who, this wasn't new. This wasn't something that kind of sprung out of COVID and having to take people, kids outdoors and social distance and get the fresh air. Like they've known what we should have known for a long time, that it wasn't a good idea to have a whole bunch of little ones cooped up together in a closed space. Yeah, we could really look at what they were doing.
Yeah, I love the community aspect. And to have everybody gelling and comparing notes and sharing challenges and getting insights and whatnot. So the final course, so we had the step one, which was the outdoor teaching boot camp. Step two was to make it through the four seasonal masterclasses, which are all 4 weeks. The final step, which was amazing, was this 8-week capstone course, which was, again, all these classes are online. I would love to hear your experience because everybody in the course also creates a capstone project, which you alluded to earlier, and they get to pick anything that they want, anything that you want to either research, and everybody's was so incredibly different. But we also went through the pillars, four different pillars. Can you just share what that experience was like for you? Did it seem overwhelming? Did it seem doable? Did it seem like it fit your schedule? What was it like for you as a very busy educator?
Yeah, so I think that it really did fit my schedule and it was so useful. I felt like I was back in a college course again because we had people who just have years and years and years of experience and so many good ideas. You know, it was definitely more than a workshop. There was a real structure to it. And I felt like, okay, I'm doing this capstone course now. I'm taking it seriously. I'm looking at my syllabus. I'm doing my work so that I can be prepared for discussion. And everybody was really great about that. You know, we had wonderful discussions. But yet, it wasn't a high-pressure situation because we didn't have to write papers or take tests or... It wasn't pressure. It was for us. It was to talk as professional educators about what we were doing and to kind of organize our thoughts a bit about why getting the kids outdoors is so important. But, you know, we all say it in different ways and bring different insights.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of us, we work in such separate silos. And I feel like this community, we come together and we really share and just a very relaxed connection time. And I remember when we started that particular course, I remember everybody felt a little tense, like, do we have to hand in papers? And it was just feeling, and then I'm like, no, it's really you. And that's what I wanted the Capstone Project to be about, was to have you really dive yourself into something that you were interested in. Can you tell us a little bit about what you chose?
Yes. So actually, I have this long-term project that is still ongoing. You know, a few years back, I thought I might be retired by now. But I'm not, because I just took on a whole new challenge at a new school, and I'm still going strong and probably going to teach, hopefully, for the next several years, because I'm, you know, really happy with where I am. So you never know. But I started this book a few years ago, writing a book about my journey to outdoor teaching. And it just goes, it starts back pre-COVID and talks about how I was a center director. And when we started having to take the kids outside for more fresh air and to separate the different groups, and we started building our outdoor classrooms so that we could do more outside, I got inspired and I decided that, you know, after 3 years of being a program director, I didn't want to do that anymore. I just wanted to be outside working with kids again. So I miss teaching.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where the book starts. And it goes into my teaching before I was a center director, but it really is, you know, making that decision to go outdoors. And then as I moved through the different steps and the different places where I was working, I just journaled and It's a lot of thoughts. It's a lot of describing, you know, ways of getting the kids outside, ways of staying outside, how to bring things outside successfully, and how to try to get everybody on board and make sure that, you know, the parents are on board and that the kids have everything they need to be outside in all weather. And just how my practice kind of grew as I got more comfortable with it and I learned more.
And do you feel like the certificate program helped you in that growth process?
Definitely. I mean, I think that the whole certificate program really, as I was saying before, it helped me organize, you know, my thoughts and the work that I've done so far. And as far as putting it into the book, the group really helped me.
because I would bounce different ideas. I've had lots of different thoughts about how the book should be organized and what it should look like. And I was able to run that by my cohort, and they gave me lots of advice and really inspired me and, you know, kind of convinced me that it is a book that they would like to read, that it is interesting. It's not, sometimes when you're just journaling or blogging, you just think, you know, who the heck wants to read this? What am I? I'm just throwing my thoughts on paper.
Yeah. But that's the beauty of community. I think that's the beauty of sharing and saying it out loud and making it out of your head and into, once you say it out loud, then there's accountability with the group saying, man, how's your book coming? And
right. I mean, the book is ongoing. Like I said, I'm still teaching. And so
you got a whole nother chapter.
I keep adding chapters where
volume.
I mean, our family just made a big move. We left Massachusetts and we moved up to northern New Hampshire. We're in the White Mountains. And I basically fell into this dream job where I'm teaching kindergarten in a public charter school, which was started to get more kids learning outdoors. It is a K-8 school. I have 11 students and an assistant. And even the eighth graders at the school are outdoors for significant portions of the day. And not just recess. They're not just playing kickball. Yeah. They're outside at sit spots, journaling, or they're gardening, or I don't know. They're always out in the woods. They're always around.
Beautiful.
Everyone's super supportive and friendly. I can't believe how dedicated all of the teachers are and how into the idea that, yes, okay, so we have state curriculum that we have to get through because it's public school, but how can we get through this and then spend as much time outdoors, or weather permitting, how can we take this outdoors and still meet all the different benchmarks? And people are doing it, and it's so interesting. It's very project-based too, which is, I mean, the older kids are doing projects that go on for months and months and months, and it's all nature-based.
So do you think, just by when you were applying for that job and they saw on your resume that you had an outdoor classrooms teacher certificate, do you think that was like, oh, wow, that kind of made them stop in their tracks and say, huh, she's pretty good. Do you think that made it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that certainly didn't hurt, you know, to actually have it official.
Yeah.
As a certificate.
Rather than just taking class after class after class and workshop, it's something that you can.
Right. I mean, it's kind of like you have your college degree. And then you have your, you know, state certifications for whatever grade level you're certified to teach, whether it's in early childhood or elementary in this case. But then you have something that says that you're also certified in outdoor education. That, I think, was really, really useful.
That's great.
Definitely.
So if you were to tell someone considering this program, and even the Circle membership, because you are also a Circle member, What would you tell them if you were to let people know about this program?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, if you're looking for something that is very practical and not too much stress and pressure, fun, a place where you can go for support, a place where you can bounce ideas off other educators and get feedback, you know, it's wonderful. It really is.
And do
I can't say enough about it.
Well, do you think the program helps people that are maybe just starting out also? Because you are very experienced.
Oh, yeah.
People who are just like, oh, wow, like I'm teaching in the indoor now and I want to teach outdoors. So do you think this program is a good guide towards that?
Oh, definitely. I mean, all the work that I did when I took boot camp first time. And then all the workshops following that over the years, you know, it was immediately applied to what I was doing as someone who was teaching indoors, using the outdoors just for recess or just, you know, for gross motor free play, and transitioning to, wait a minute, basically anything we can do indoors, we can also do outdoors. We just have to do a little planning and be prepared.
Awesome. Awesome. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our community?
Just to thank you.
Thank you, Anne. You are amazing. I love what you're doing. And I'm just honored that our paths have crossed.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode. Before we sign off, we have an exciting opportunity for educators looking to bring learning to life outdoors. Consider enhancing your teaching journey with the Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program. This program empowers educators to transform any outdoor space into a dynamic learning environment. By joining, you'll gain skills to inspire students and foster a deeper connection with the natural world. Interested in making a difference with outdoor learning? Visit www.outdoor-classrooms.com to learn more about enrolling in the certification program. Don't miss the chance to expand your teaching toolkit and inspire the next generation with the joy of outdoor education. Thank you for listening, and remember to subscribe to our podcast for more inspiring content. Until next time, keep inspiring young minds.